Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right. You know, USA Today said, though, Ohio State would owe Day $37.3 million in a buyout if they chose to fire him yesterday. So
what if they fire him today?
He's the fifth highest paid coach in college football. He's making over $10 million a year this season. So
I wonder why the buyout would be exclusive to yesterday.
Well, maybe at the end of the season. Maybe it changes after
maybe
the season's over. So
yeah, I don't know.
You know, so there's still a lot on the line for Ohio State. I understand the devastation, and I know how frustrated I was after watching the game, and I know how frustrated fans were, and alumni especially, because that place was buzzing on Saturday, and there's no doubt about it. Ohio State had home field advantage, and it wasn't for a lack of fans and fans who are upset about what six straight games that started at noon all season long. And, you know, the thought of, you know, not being able to go to Indianapolis again, not being able to make that Big Ten championship game, which this year is extremely meaningful and probably would have given you a week off going into the finals should you win the next game. So, you know, they've been playing playoff games every week since the Oregon game. And they came through on every game, and, you know, you go back and look at what they did against Indiana and how exciting that was, and they just couldn't carry it through to the next week. It's hard not to look at the play calling on offense.
Let me go back to something you said early in the show.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost two games
mm-hmm.
by a total of 4 points.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, maybe six if you want them to win. How's that sound?
They've played a pretty good schedule. They've mm-hmm. beaten some top-ranked teams.
Three top five teams.
Ryan Day clearly recruits some top-notch talent. Now, mm-hmm. Jack, our buddy, sent me an email, and he went through and looked up, you know, what kind of recruits he'd been getting on the offensive line. They've not been good. Unranked players, mainly, that he's talked about.
Again, okay, I'm real hesitant.
But here's my point. Here's my point, though.
Go ahead.
Here's my point. If you think he is a good recruiter, brings in great skill position people, does a nice job running the program, representing the program, wins like crazy except against one team.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want to be patient and hope that he figures it out against the other team? Because everything else that he does, I think, is top-notch. I really do. I think the guy's a heck of a football coach. Now, I thought he did a terrible job during the week in his comments leading up to the game, because all that does is take a young college football player's intensity and make it more intense, and intensity isn't always a good thing if it makes you nervous. I thought some of his comments were terrible. But wouldn't you want to be patient and think, okay, he's going to figure out this Michigan thing, because everything else this guy does is top-notch.
I think part of the problem, especially here in Northeast Ohio, and you know Central Ohio is a totally different beast too, is that our level of expectation for what we expect out of these two programs is completely different. You know, when we talk about the Browns and we talk about the Buckeyes. For the Browns, we're excited if you can get to a 500 season and are able to play meaningful football games in December. In Columbus, and for Buckeye fans around Northeast Ohio, winning is everything. And while some of the air got let out of the tire by the fact that you don't have to win every game anymore to have a chance to win a national championship, I think that's it's changed. I just think the whole paradigm of college football has changed. You can't look at things the same way. But there is a level of expectation for Ohio State football fans that is, I think, sometimes above reasonable. Like, I was listening to some of the promos from the morning show this morning. I get it, and I understand it. But the days of having to go through a season to be perfect or have one loss to have a chance at a championship are over. And
do the fans need to understand that?
No, they do. Do they need to understand it? Yes. Will they? No, they're not. There will always be
because you lost to Michigan.
No, because we spent so much time.
If you win the national championship and you lost to Michigan, is it going to be a successful season?
Yes, that's a successful season.
See,
if you win,
I think so too.
I mean, I don't know how it can't be. You won the national championship, so you gotta. So you'll have a blemish on your face for the whole year that you lost to Michigan, and Michigan fans will hang their heads.
That's a serious zit.
That is. I mean, you need to execute that thing like nobody's business. But I also think that it's a matter of rethinking. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm looking forward to the Michigan game if it gets moved up earlier in the year. I also feel like, and I'm one of those people, so I'm not calling you arrogant. I'm calling me arrogant too, that something happened after Tressel won that national championship that changed the entire thought process of the program. It just changed everything. And the arrogance of Ohio State fans went through the roof, especially with the domination of Michigan. And I'm in there. I'm in that group with you. I'm one of those fans that became somewhat arrogant about expecting Ohio State to win every game. But and anyone that knows that program and has been around that program for more than 25 years, or and I go, maybe I'm living in ancient times in the way I expected things to be back in the day, but Ohio State football was different before they won that national championship with Tressel, and things changed. And I mean, I'm done with the let's X out all the M's and the let's not say the name of the team, and because I think it's a much bigger deal
nuts.
In Ohio than it is in Michigan. I just think it's a much bigger deal here because we make it into this gigantic thing, and when they lose, it becomes a huge brick wall. That's a problem.
Kevin is in thriving Cuyahoga Falls. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, good. How are you?
Fantastic. So, although I am a Kent State alum, I'm very proud of that. I grew up in Columbus. All of my relatives that went to college are all OSU alumni. So, I was quite the fan and within my family when I went to Kent State. But let me just say, I still have friends and family in Columbus. Andy, you nailed it 100%. You are exactly right. The tenor in Columbus is 1,000% different than here in the Cleveland area. It really is. Mm. And you're right. Alumni and people that are donors to the college, and I know some members of the President's Club, their expectations are you beat
Ding.
Michigan, period. Yeah, thank you, Ding. Period, end of story. You beat Michigan. I mean, you can lose. They could have lost the Indiana game. I'm here to tell you right now, because I've had these conversations over the weekend. They could have lost the Indiana or Penn State game, and if they would have come back and beat Michigan, all would be good with them. They would be happy as larks right now and would be so proud that Day's their coach because he beat Michigan. You're right, Andy. The expectations within Buckeye Nation, especially in Columbus, around beating Michigan are so high that anything less than a win is absolute failure in their eyes. And so, yeah, I think I agree with the expert you had earlier. Even if he wins the national championship, the people I know still want him gone, even with that. And that's how high those expectations are, and that's how much emphasis on that Michigan game. It's that or nothing. And he's blown it four times. And this is Cooper era all over again.
Yeah,
and guys that are our age remember Cooper, and they don't want any bit of that anymore. And as far as they're concerned, they're all saying, he's Cooper again. Get rid of him. Everybody I know has said that this weekend.
Yeah, I also think it doesn't help that Mike Vrabel's available. Whether Mike wants to go back and coach college football or not, I personally would love to see Vrabel go in there and just blow through any records that Urban Meyer would have had. I don't know. I just the whole Urban Meyer, like you can see, there's a feud there between the two of those guys, and I would love nothing more than to see Mike Vrabel shatter anything that Urban Meyer did at Ohio State. But that's just me.
Bill's in Parma. Hello, Bill.
Great. Hey, you guys. Great program again. I did a
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
A little bit of statistical analysis.
Oh, here we go.
Nice.
Yeah. And
you are poised to set a starting lineup in Major League
like
Baseball.
Like it.
Congratulations.
Even though I barely passed statistics, that does not matter, you guys. I want you to know this. This is what the Ohio State fan is really complaining about and should be complaining about. And that is, in the last 20 years, SEC teams have won the national championship 15 times. Big Ten, 2. One Ohio State, 1 Michigan. Mm-hmm. And then, a smattering of Florida State, Clemson, USC type things. Mm-hmm. That's not good for the Big Ten. Then if you look at strength of schedule this year, the SEC had 8 of the top 10 strength of schedule. Ohio State had 20. Indiana was 65. Penn State, 32. Most of who Ohio State played in the Big Ten, Rutgers or whoever, those other teams, they were from like 40 to 60. Boise State, who could go to the playoff, had the easiest strength of schedule at 65. Notre Dame, who has no business being in it, had strength of schedule of 52. SMU,
Bill, you're getting to me now.
yeah. SMU, 64. And here's the question. When you really look at what they're wanting to do is find the real champion, the national champion. Well, we had TCU a couple years ago go, and they just got their wheels blown off of them. It was embarrassing that they were even in the Final Four or whatever.
Which the news system should alleviate, right, Bill?
But it's not, because SMU's going to get in. SMU had a
well,
real
they're not going to get to the championship game.
Well, I get it, Jeff.
You think?
But if you're really looking at who should be the national championship, it shouldn't be let's schedule, like Notre Dame, let's schedule, the little sisters of the poor, and we'll be undefeated, and we'll go because we're independent team. And here's the thing I think is what's going to happen with Ohio State. I agree with you that Brian Day is a good guy. I do. He's a great recruiter, though I don't understand why you have to go to Kansas State, my mother's alma mater, to get your quarterback.
I thought that was a little weird too, Bill.
Yeah, and I thought they got, you know, top tier, five star. And that didn't look like there was anybody on that team the other day that was a five-star player. So what do I think is going to happen? I think they've already made up their mind that Day can't get them to the championship, and that's what they want. He's going to be gone, and they're going to say to themselves, anybody of the assistant coaches can lead the team going into the national championship finals, and will do just as good as Day.
So, Bill, I'm going to give Bill one stat real quick before he goes, because he had all those great stats.
Thank you, Bill.
Here's the biggest stat of all. $300 million per year. That's what the SEC got from CBS when they went to their own television deal.
Nice.
Big Ten gets $1.5 billion a year. A year. A year. I'll say that again. So all the statistics about winning and losing, at the end of the day, when it comes to the checkbook and who's making more, it's the Big Ten.
Hmm.
Does winning and losing matter when you're making cash?
Well, to fan bases it does, doesn't it? That's the thought. It's Baskin and Phelps.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.